The day's play here on AFL Nation under the roof at Marvel Stadium. An absolute thriller. The Crows getting hammed by 2 points, 16-4-100 to 14-14-98. Here's how we called all the action.
Kervis, he did well. Tried to get a snap away to the top of the square. And the mark was taken down there by Ben Key. Keys directly in front, 10 metres out, makes short work of it. Board now to square it up. Mackay the target in a wrestle, and he did well. Had front position in the wrestle with Butts.
Compete against these two.
11 goals so far this season. Make that 12. Excuse me, Nankervis. Back now to Cottrell, who's on the ground. Started on the pine. He gets a free kick for too high. He said people don't come to the football to watch half-forward flankers. Last week they did. He strolls in and slots it. He gets a snap away. Fantasia has room if he can mark it, and does. Just the one goal this year. Make it two for Orazio Fantasia. He spun out. Now to Cook in a shade of space. Hit up the target in Rankin. And it was good. Absolutely needs to go through. We get a good look from our position. Umpire didn't move an inch. Tried to go with the outside of the boot. Ollies. It goes okay though for Durden. He shrugged a tapu. Snapped across his body. And it went straight through.
Handball forward to Dawson. Chips one over the top to Tex. Certainly within range.
Taylor, do not pass it.
Gets the skip up now, Tex. 51.
That's why, Myers.
He's a beautiful kick of the footy. Look at the umpire. Oh, he's on the stretch. Couldn't quite complete it. Jones had a fresh airy. Oh, he's back on it. Right foot snap goal. Blues back in front at Marvel Stadium.
It's more they're outnumbered, though, here is Taylor Walker. And he takes a mark. He's had the hopes of the City of Churches on his shoulders for nearly a decade. Taylor Walker goes bang. Back inside 50. We're looking dangerous in here. Mackay comes out to Cripps. Falls in the lap of Patrick Cripps, a skipper. Played a good game last week for goal 100. And a hit in the front of Marvel Stadium. They're streaming back. The Carlton defenders have to be quick. Goes inside 50. Rochelli maybe front on contact or shot in the arm, and it is. Rochelli, here he goes, round the corner.
Bang.
Likes it.
Adelaide inside 50, trying to pinch it at the death. Crouch, Keys, fed it back. Berry with the right foot snap to win it for Adelaide.
He's kicked it.
Berry's kicked the goal for the Crows. Unbelievable stuff under the roof.
Up inside 50, the siren imminent. Up the big pack of place. Huge mark taken by Keane on the siren. And the Crows have stolen it. The Carlton Blues were 4-0 and the Crows were 0-4.
Let's get the thoughts of our expert, Kane Corns.
I mean, with about 10 minutes left in this game, you gave them no hope. Blues just came out of the blocks hard to start that last quarter, thought their pressure was excellent. And then all of a sudden, the game just turned, and I guess Adelaide's accuracy is the difference in this game. Carlton have 8 more shots at goal, but Adelaide win by 2 points. They kick 16-4. Thought Berry as the sub was so influential. He was the one that kicked the game-winning goal, but 9 touches, 4 score involvements in about a quarter of football. He was enormous. Thought Taylor Walker got himself back into form, but it was just the attitude, the intent to actually move the ball with speed. Like, for the first time this year, they really threatened the opposition. Their high handball receives were up. Didn't think they went back off the mark. They had 120 handball receives to 102. Now, I'd love to, I don't have it off the top of my head, look at the handball receives that they had in the first 4 weeks of the season, but absolutely chalk and cheese with the way that they played and the way they challenged the Blues today.
Well, a terrific game of footy. The Crows season still alive. The Blues taste defeat for the first time. You can catch all the action, of course, right across the round on AFL Nation.